When you study the Bible, one of the most important lessons is understanding how Satan works and how we're made to be overcomers against him through God. And if you can't absorb and understand what's presented and taught in words, very real life is putting the works of Satan on very full display. Just spend a short time watching what's been happening in Ukraine with Russian invasion. Satan is a liar and calls on his followers to do likewise so he can accomplish his goals through those people who lie. In Psalm 62:4, we're told, "They only consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly." Violence, another tool of Satan. That violence will be targeted in a way that Satan believes will get you to fall to his ways as quickly as possible. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 29. "A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good." There's also temptation, as James warns in James chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. "Let no one say when he is tempted, 'I am tempted by God,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." Think about this. How valid is that temptation when it comes from the mouth of a liar like Satan? False teachings, that's another tool of Satan. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, we can see that when we read, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." And when all else fails, Satan is more than willing to have you lose your life so he can accomplish his evil. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 leaves no question about that. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour." Vladimir Putin is much more than a war criminal. He is an agent of Satan. I do want to recognize, by the way, how many pastors who teach Bible prophecy are saying that what we're seeing being perpetrated by Russia and Ukraine, that is not a sign that the rapture is about to happen. Bible prophecy teaches that when Russia goes after Israel, that's when we get ready for that page to turn. The people of Ukraine are enemy number one to the devil for the way that they fight back and deny him. It's what you do against a bully. It's the only way to show what that bully truly is, a weak coward who can only overcome those who are weaker than him. Plus, it's extra triple bonus points to know that you hold the ability, when you're obedient to God's word, to really frustrate and really annoy Satan. Let's go back to the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded." Getting back to Putin, it's truly sad that a former president and a highly watched cable news host continue to this day to elevate, even express admiration for Putin. All that does is bring a smile to Satan's face.